And Rav Yankov had for Shlita.
In Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that a hesped is a Hagodas Eidus. You bear testimony, in this case, about the Nifteres. And it's for that reason that you have to be careful about what to say and not to say things that are not true. You bear testimony. I think that the greatest Hagodas Eidus are that this hesped is right in front of this home. It's in this home that she dedicated herself, her life, together with Yibod L'Chaim, Reber, Majgiach. They dedicated their life to take care of the Rosh Yeshiva, the Avedis HaLevi, and they gave him care and warmth and love. It's here that she took care of her parents, her father when he was ill, and her mother when she was in Almana for years. Kaisle Habayis, if I could say Kaisle Habayis HaMedrash, which is, this home is so full of Torah. Kaisle Habayis Meidin Olayich. You are Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Midas. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is called a Meitiv Hatov Shimcha. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a Meitiv, and you are a Meitiva. Hazan Yisa Olam Kulay B'tuvay. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam nourishes everybody B'tuvay with his goodness, but it's done B'chein B'chesed U'V'rachamim, with grace, with kindness, compassion. And that's the way she did it. It wasn't a job for her. It was something that she so much wanted to do and to dedicate her life to. Kaisle habayis miyidin olayich vegen dein hatove. Just would like to say I'm speaking now not as a member of the family, but a member of the community. You'll hear, I imagine, from the mishpacha about her as an individual. But before I talk about how she affected the community, I just would like to say that always her mission in life was first and foremost to be an Eishes Chayil, to be a wonderful wife and a wonderful mother. She enabled her husband with care and protection and affection and warmth to be able to flourish and to do his Avodas HaKodesh in such a wonderful way. When a person is at peace of mind and when you feel good, you're able to accomplish and to flourish. She created that atmosphere for him to be able to do that. Her life was dedicated to her children, Mishpacha, and that was first and foremost in her mind. Pia Pascha B'Chochma V'Soras Chesed Al-Lishoyna. She spoke with wisdom. V'Soras Chesed Al-Lishoyna. There was a Torah of Chesed on her tongue always. She was a woman with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam benched her with superior intelligence, and she studied, and she learned and tried to understand the person, and she was able to help so many people. I'm somebody who witnessed that, sent so many people to her, and how she was able to help them with sage and sound advice. But just because a person is smart and can give you good advice, doesn't mean that you connect with a person. The reason that she connected with people was because v'soiras chesed al eshoina. They knew that she empathized. They knew she cared. When you have that kind of a person, the person is able to affect you in such a good way. And that's what she did. She gave security and she gave people the strength to believe in themselves and to face difficulties in life. Sie hat gegeben Mut, gave Mut to a person and the will to continue and to continue with joy and happiness. I still remember there was somebody who was just in a precarious situation. And if I remember correctly, she went out of the country to take a member of her family, to be together with a member of her family to take care of, who needed medical attention someplace in a foreign country. And she called that person every single day she was on, with hours at a time. I could literally say she saved the person's life. She cared. She was kind and compassionate. There's pia pascha b'chochma, and it affects in a good way when b'seira aschesed al eshoina. Somebody told me last night that there was an almana in our community. After her husband was nifter, for the last 20 years, until she called that woman every night to see how she was doing and to give her some warmth and encouragement. She was a tznua. She was a tznua in dress, but that's, I mean, in her whole halicha. I saw her many times. I sat together sometimes at the meetings, but hearing from other people, you know, she would offer her opinion. But, you know, sometimes when a person is accomplished and very intelligent, they're intimidating. She did it in her quiet way, in a dignified way, and made everybody feel comfortable with what she said, didn't feel she had to get her way. Doesn't mind day. That's the way I understand it. Her whole halicha was bitznius. She was involved in so many institutions in our community and wasn't just somebody who lent her name to them, but was willing to work for it and do the dirty work. If she believed in something, then she went ahead and she did it b'chol koicha. She was somebody that, if an emes, was a mekadesh shmoy barabim. The Rebbeinu Shloim's name, with the way she acted and her whole halicha was one of oiz and hodor. Levusha and the Rebbeinu Shloim's name was niskadesh because of her. Rebbeinu Shloim should help that she should be a melitza yeshora, zolzi beten, you know, for her family, Tyra, husband, Yibodol Chaim, and her children, Yeshiva Hakdosha, which meant so much to her, her city, and Klal Yisrael, which we are living in a very precarious situation, Bet Rachmim from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Bibila Mavis Lo Netzach, Mach Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol Panim.